Josef Janning is a senior policy fellow with the European Council on Foreign Relations. Josef Janning, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, friend.
Well, we heard a little bit from the German Chancellor Angela Merkel there. She says the door is the negotiations with Greece remains open, but time is of the essence and proposals need to be on the table this week. Alexis Tsipras got the backing of the people. Is he ready with a position to take to the Euro leaders?
Well, there is some doubt about that. You know, he will certainly have a position, and he will have a proposition he will put on the table. So far, it is very unclear whether this proposal will then go further than what the state of the negotiations were when Greece left them. I think this would be necessary to win the support of the Eurozone partners, particularly in light of one claim that Tsipras is likely to make. And that's what the referendum, after all, enabled him to do, is to ask for a debt rescheduling. Now, the partners will not do this if it is on the status quo of the current program, which they find insufficient. So that's the square that needs to be circled.
Yes, and that's perhaps even harder to do, though, given the resounding vote of the Greek people against the austerity measures. That's really what was put to them, the measures that were being proposed by the creditors for what Greece had to do to extend the loan, and they said no to that. So what authority is vested in Alexis Tsipras, their prime minister, to go back to the table and say, well, yes, okay, we will take some of those?
Yes, exactly. That's the paradox that he needs to solve, because, you know, this referendum has actually pushed him into a more confrontational position vis-a-vis the Eurozone partner countries. But what he needs in order to get negotiations going with them in the first place is a proposal that they at least believe is serious, or is something that they can then start negotiating about. His credibility goes to the other side, but the necessities of the situation will push him towards, say, consensus.
It's hard to really understand what the mindset of the European leaders are. The other Eurozone leaders will be sitting around this table with Alexis Tsipras later today, your time, because, as I say, Angela Merkel says the door for negotiations with Greece remains open. The results of the referendum must be respected. But at the same time, her vice-chancellor and others from other Euro countries are being much less conciliatory. And there is a real, you get a sense they certainly don't want to let Greece off the hook here. What do you believe is the real state of mind of the Eurozone leaders? Is it to keep Greece in the Eurozone at all costs, even if that means further costs to them?
Well, they want to keep Greece in. There's a strong political interest in keeping the integrity of the Eurozone, because it also speaks about the integrity of the EU at large. And if the Eurozone cannot be held together, that might then imply for the EU a bit further down the line when we think of the British referendum coming up next year. Now, what they are ready to do is to commit more, but they can only do this in light of their own public opinions, which are not really in favor of giving more money to Greece for promises of reform, which then don't materialize. You know, what they need to do is find a package that adds more reliability or credibility to that. And I think that cannot come without a good degree of Greek ownership. So if the narrative is Brussels dictates something that Athens then half-heartedly does, this won't work this time. We're too far down the line. So actually, in the face of a possible Brexit, a possible collapse of the Greek banking system, that would be the moment for all of these leaders to sit together and say, well, what do we do? Are we making another attempt, or are we letting this happen?
But, Josef, we have been at this point a number of times, and then we get to a point even further down this track. I know you've written, for instance, in recent times that Euro terms, Greece is already a failed state. If we look at the structural reform needed in Greece that was supposed to be a part of all these loans, they haven't really seemed to happen. And yet, if you're on the ground in Greece, you would say that the austerity measures, the higher taxes, the withdrawal of spending has slowed the economy to more than just a standstill, but put it into reverse, and that they can't get going with any more austerity measures. So within all of that, what is the reform needed to get Greece going again?
Yeah, that's a vicious circle that you see there in place. Because of the reforms not taking effect, because of them not being thoroughly implemented, also the government doesn't get out of its fiscal trap and is then pushed to further squeeze the economy with new measures. What we would need is a genuine reform of the administrative system of Greece that begins with the rules and the laws, continues with the implementation with the judicial system, which is poor by all European standards, and includes the tax system, the widespread tax evasion, the overblown public sector that is at the same time underskilled, if you will. There's a vast military in the eyes of many Europeans for many years now beyond the needs, but because of a continued conflict that Greece maintains with Turkey. So it's a transformation challenge that is comparable to that of East Central Europe after 1989.
Is it a transformation challenge, though, that Alexis Tsipras is up to? I mean, we've already seen the finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, exit the field and on the way out say, "I shall wear the creditors' loathing with pride." So that's to ease the way for negotiations to start again. But it's putting an awful lot of hope into the vision and capacity of the relatively young and new prime minister, really.
Yes, I doubt that he has that vision. I doubt that he has that capacity because he would need to turn around 180 degrees in order to be convincing at home and credible at the negotiation table. So we'll see. I don't think that he can make it, but he may be forced by circumstances at home to fundamentally reconsider his position.
It's 19 past six. Our guest is Josef Janning, Senior Policy Fellow with the European Council on Foreign Relations. Just to draw it to the here and now, there is this meeting of Eurozone leaders later today, your time. The Greek banks will open again after Wednesday because the European Central Bank has announced it will maintain its emergency liquidity assistance lifeline to the Greek banks. So that will help people immediately. They'll be able to withdraw funds again, you would think. The banks will open their doors again. But in the short term, the Greek economy, what can it do to give people some breathing space?
I don't think there is much they can do in the short term because this insecurity is already hitting hard their number one sector of the economy, which is tourism. Now, tourism from Europe, this is now the high season, and they should be inviting people, but instead there are reports of more and more cancellations because people are not sure whether they will be able to have a pleasant holiday, when the cash machines are not working.
So it's hard to see the way out of this. Just very briefly and finally, what everyone's still scratching their head about is it possible Greece will end up exiting the Eurozone? Looking on, there's such a reluctance for that to happen. It is unlikely, isn't it?
I think it is unlikely because also the Eurozone doesn't have an exit clause. So Greece, if it gets in deeper trouble, it will do so inside the Eurozone, and Europeans will have to do their best to help the people, the ordinary people who will suffer most.
Josef Janning, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay.
Josef Janning is a Senior Policy Fellow with the European Council on Foreign Relations.